Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are on the Dr. Alsette Show. Join the discussion or ask your questions by calling in at 347-826-7901 or jump online in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRAUSET. Every Monday, God's Awakening with Brother Tony, dedicated to divine masculinity. Every Tuesday, Science and Spirit of Sex, where we celebrate, educate, and facilitate sacred sex. Every Wednesday, Goddess Awakening, dedicated to divine femininity. Every Thursday, Ask Dr. Alsette, where you can get free mini spiritual and energy readings from world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Again, call in at 347-826-7901 and chime in. Schedule your full personal reading with Dr. Alsette by visiting www.drladiauset.com. That's drladiauset.com. Or call in at 720-620-2316 to schedule your full reading. Now take a breath, open your spirit, and let this in. Every Thursday, 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Ask Dr. Alsette with world-renowned Dr. Alsette. Get your free mini spiritual and energy reading. Ask one question to find out if you are in your alignment. This is an introduction to what a full reading is and how you can benefit from it. Hurry and call in. Lines get full fast. 347-826-7901. Or blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Alsette. Schedule your reading with Dr. Alsette. Call her at 720-620-2316. Spiritual and energy readings are $100 for unlimited time. Do you have questions about your wealth, when and how it's coming to you? Are you ready for the love of your life and wanting them to show up? Do you need to connect with someone on the other side for closure? Dr. Alsette values the sacred space of spirit and the privacy that you welcome her in. As an authentic reader, she values the space and looks forward to giving you your loving, uplifting, ascending reading. Call her at 720-620-2316. We want you prepared for the power of ascension. When you join our broadcast, the amount of energy being transmitted in spiritual alignment may increase your manifestation. Dr. Alsette is not a Western physician or practitioner. She has been trained and initiated by anointed shaman, and she is a holistic healer of spirit, energy, body, and mind. She heals and does not practice. Please be sure that you are aware of the energy that you bring on the lines as well and in our chat room. This is sacred energy, and this show creates a sacred fingerprint to the universe. Join us in the hands of healing and in the hands of your ascension. Again, we are here for you and your alignment. Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Lady Alsette coming at you. It is the 13th of October. Gosh, okay, really? It's the 13th of October, and we are on Science and Spirit of Sex Tuesday show. First of all, if you were on the line yesterday with Dr. Kalik, I'm so happy we are doing the show. It's time. What have I been thinking? It's so late. I think it was just habit. And it was a wonderful show today. If you missed it, God's Awakening is going to kind of be the stuff. And so we are going to always make sure that we're in alignment, in accordance with each other's shows. So we're excited. So you're on Science and Spirit of Sex Tuesday show. Wednesday is Goddess Awakening, our sisterhood show. Thursday is where I do free energy and spiritual readings for the family. And the lines are already full, which is letting me know. And, ooh, I can feel it coming off of the line. I can feel y'all. Okay, so we'll go right into the topic. Tonight, the topic is confusing sex with roles that people hold in your life. Let me say that one more time. Confusing sex, I hope you're saying this to yourself, with roles that people have in your life. And we hear this all the time, you know, people having a misconception that because they have had sex with someone that they are automatically in a relationship, that they are already fulfilling a role, that they are already doing whatever. So there's this thing called being a grown-up. And remember, we are here to educate, facilitate, and celebrate the science and spirit of sex. So we're going to talk about the science, and then we're going to talk about the spirit tonight. Okay, so the science. First of all, there's something called being a grown-up. If you are sleeping with someone and you are not clear of what role they play in your life, what role you play in their life, see, we all have our own movie, right? We are co-creating. We are co-creating with the ultimate creator. So in our goddess, in our godhood, and we are manifesting whatever life we want to see come full term, right? In that, think of it as a movie, and you are the co-creator. You can co-write it. You can co-direct it. You can do all of these things with the creator. And then there are people who have to do what? Fill those roles. So you're the star of your movie, okay? And then you have these supporting roles. Maybe they're big roles. Maybe they're small roles. Okay, if you don't have a clear, open line of communication, and usually people, this is often confused too when we're dealing with energies. People think that if you don't speak and you're not communicating, that it is only your throat chakra that is blocked. And in fact, it could be all of your chakras blocked, because why can't you stand for who you are? You may not be grounded. Are you flighty? Do you just, I just go with the wind? And we're going to talk about that too. And going with the wind often lands you in confusion, especially when it comes to your sexual relations, because we live in this time. It's a very wonderful time to be alive right now, and everybody is awakening. Everybody is coming to full circle of who they are spiritually, energetically. They're understanding chakras and auras and all of these things, and everybody's getting deep in the, you know, all these esoteric sciences and metaphysics and blah, 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 blah. At the end of the day, there's something called common sense, and there's also something called your brain and logic. We were given these things as tools for us to use them. And when it comes to sex, especially those of us who call ourselves on spiritual journeys, we tend to say we're just going to let things flow as they're going to. Can you guys imagine, like, the wind going through my hair and flowers on budding out of my scalp? You know, that type of stuff, right? And so we get into this, however it's supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen. Yeah, sort of, okay? Then there is, in when we are talking about the higher sciences, Ma'at is always enforced. It is always balance. It is always clarity. It is always understanding. It is, oh, you're never, I think we're together. If you're thinking you're together, if you're not sure, if you're, then there is time for you to apply that logic. There are times where you have to apply letting things flow as they will. But there has to be an open communication, and more than anything, there has to be balance achieved in all of that. So if you are sleeping with someone and you have not had that conversation, you cannot expect one thing, okay? It feels good to have a beautiful, you know, those of us who are spiritually connected, right? And we all are spiritually connected, so let me not say that. Those of us who choose to be as aware as possible as at all times, we enjoy being engaged in fortifying each other's spirit and energy before we actually have sex, right? So it'll be where somebody who technically might have just been a jump off may still engage in a conversation about France Fanon, or we still might have a conversation about Langston Hughes, or we still might say, what does revolution look like to you? But you are still just a jump off, okay? Male or female. This is male or female. Because sisters, we gonna have a real conversation. Y'all already know how I do. We not gonna act like men are the only ones who we just got that one for that one thing. Okay, we not gonna act like that. We grown folks in here, so we each side has our jump off situations. But when you're dealing with consciousness, when you're dealing with spirituality and energy, we tend to make that dismiss the fact that you're just my one-night stand from the poetry spot. What difference? It's not any different than being the one-night stand from the concert. It's no difference energy-wise. Just because you're reading, you know, you're reading something and instead of dancing. I mean, I don't know what the difference is, but it still is the same principle. So that energy is still going to be the same. See, the people who are at the concert might not want to be aroused. They may not get aroused by that. They might get aroused by watching Martin before they start sleeping with each other. The patterns are the same. And so if you are conducting yourself the same, just with different armor, and then you're getting frustrated, it still comes back to you, okay? So you have to have that conversation. So first and foremost of the science of it is you have to have the mental stimulation. You have to mentally sit down and engage in an emotional space, because to have sex, you have to allow some type of emotion and some type of feeling to enter. It may not be full vulnerability. It may not be whatever, but you still need to acknowledge that it is there, because when you have sex, there is a connection. There is something that happens. There is a bond that you cannot undo. You can't act like that didn't happen. So instead of acting like it didn't happen, or instead of getting frustrated that it did happen, how about execute maturity and ensure that there's no lines of confusion. So you've established. So the goal is hopefully you have established who, what, how, where these sexual encounters fall. We confuse them when we don't have these conversations. We confuse them, especially, and I'm going to admit on behalf of sisters. Y'all might be mad at me tomorrow, but it's okay. On behalf of sisters, we are so quick to call these brothers conscious pimps. But a pimp can only be a pimp if he has a what? Womp, womp, womp. Okay, look at yourself. Look at yourself. If you have just changed garb and changed hairstyles and have not actually engaged in full self-awareness, and you think that you can mask how you are conducting yourself, and let me say this too, sisters, we be conscious pimping too. Don't act like, I'm going to call all of it out, because it's the only way that we can do better. That's the only way that we can heal. So if we be conscious pimping too, we know we fly. We know that once we get aware and we start rocking our locks and our head wraps, and now we got our dashikis and we putting on the oils and we got our shells and all of this stuff, and we know how to beat the drum and dance to the drum and all of that stuff. We know good and well that we know how to pick out which brothers are going to eat out of our hands. We need to stop playing with this. We need to stop playing with our sexuality. We need to stop playing with our sexual energy. And we need to stop acting like we're not doing the same clown stuff outside of the spiritual aware community that they do. We're doing the same thing. We just got 17 books behind us, and we just are a little, and we could just get, and quite frankly, it's okay if that's what you're doing. Clearly communicate that. Don't rob someone the option of them knowing that they are in a role or knowing that they want to be in that role. Don't rob that opportunity, right? So when conscious pimping, and that's another thing, people don't think that these are roles defined just to men and women. Like these are interchangeable roles, okay? So when we're conscious pimping, or in order to have a pimp, you have to have a willing participant who puts you in the pimp position, right? So in that pimp position, how are you going to ensure that that stuff gets cut? First, okay, so we acknowledge the conversation, all of that other stuff. Now you got to go within yourself. First thing that you have to acknowledge is what is going on with you that you are so clouded that you confuse your sex partner with actually having a role in your life outside of that. How, what's going on with you? Are you dealing with some insecurity? Are you longing for something? Do you feel like you're missing? Are you fully whole yet? Because, see, male or female, woman or man, God or goddess, king or queen, empress or emperor, whatever attribute, title you call yourself, whatever it is, you and your partner, if you are not clear in that communication and you are expecting or there is an expectation placed on you that doesn't fulfill the role that they want to be in or that you want to be in, you cause dysfunction. And in dysfunction comes blockages of yourself. So the science is be real. We're adults. It is okay to be conscious, to be aware, to do everything that you want, and know that you have that one thing that gets that one thing for you, and you enjoy it. Would I endorse it? Absolutely not. But you're grown, and you can do whatever you like. Second thing, ask yourself, are you willing to be disciplined and stand for whatever your standards are? So set your standards. If you're okay with Shanika being this chick, Dominique being this chick, Jack being this chick, Teresa being that chick, if you're cool with that, if you're cool with living that, then you should be able to stand in all of who you are to all of these people. You should not have to, there's not a matter of ducking and dodging what you're doing, because everyone should be grown and everyone should be given the option to participate. And you'll be surprised. Usually what people are afraid of, they can, when you project the life that you want, you can get it. You can get it. So if you were saying, you know what, I want to have two men, or if brothers, you're saying I want to have this sister over here and that sister over here. If you're saying that, there is no reason why you can't. Why would you not be just stand in honesty? And if you're willing to stand for your own principles, you will weed out the no's so you can quickly get to the yeses. You will easily wipe out the opportunity for you to be able to do it. There are if you are dealing with someone who you know is operating on the terms that you don't agree with, then why are you still operating with them? When I say operating, I mean having sex. Because if you don't know how to create your own boundaries, it's just like as above, so below. There is balance to everything. If you can create a life with no limits, you can create a life with creative boundaries. You can say, this is what I'm willing to do, this is what I'm not willing to do. And why even waste anyone's time in dealing with something that you are not willing to do? It doesn't make any sense, okay? So then you get, when those conversations don't happen, your own accountability doesn't happen, when you don't want to take responsibility and you just want to go with the flow because you are so in tune with the universe. As someone who does spiritual and energy work, let me let you know that that is like one of the pet peeves that I have. Like, do not disrespect the order of the universe to suggest that there is no order in the universe. In the chaos, there is order. And so that's a whole nother show. Okay, so with the roles that we have in people's lives, because sex does involve, it's the highest form of communication between two people. So because you are engaging in that, if there isn't a created boundary that isn't, that you're not supposed to go to, you will naturally, you can't help it. You will naturally, man, you too, this is you too, go into putting someone in a role that you want to see them in, especially in the time of social media. We can make love. We can make passionate love to somebody, right? Not even know who they are. But because we're Facebook friends, we really think that we know who they are. And so we see them, oh, he's such a good dad. Oh, he reads all the time. Oh, so all of these things, and you to jump off, remember, you to jump off, you just a conscious jump off, you to jump off, and you're looking and you really are believing that you know who this person is, and you have already prescribed a role to them. So then when they remind you or tell you or let you know that, no, I'm not in that role, and then they go into the role that they did accept to be in your life, you hurt yourself. Oh, well, you know, she could have told me that she was dealing with such and such and such. Did y'all even have that conversation? Was that an understanding that if we're going to deal with each other, then we are exclusive to one another? Did y'all even have that conversation? Hey, what's going on with you? Are you good? Can, you know, you building with other people? Do you have the courage? Because sometimes we are so afraid of what the truth is that we will avoid the door that leads to it. We will look at that doorknob, examine the door, look at how tall it is, how wide it is. What can we get through there? Can I get my furniture in there so I can come inside instead of having to go outside? Because when somebody shows up and then they tell you, no, the expectation that you had is not what I'm willing to fulfill, or someone puts the expectation on you and you're saying, that's not what I was trying to do. I really was just trying to get my rocks off. And then you're taking it into a whole different area. And now I have to figure out how to tell you without hurting you. And you thinking that I'm crazy, and you thinking that I'm just the scum of the earth. Well, really, there's some accountability to whoever placed the expectation in the first place. In fact, it's more responsibility there, because if there was an expectation, then you should have clearly identified and communicated, hey, this is where I'm at, and let's just do a relationship gauge. Let's just see, where are you at? And that is so important, because you can confuse sex, especially the spiritual journeys and the spiritual institutions don't tell you not to have sex before marriage just because they don't want you to have an orgasm. Come on, y'all. Like, there's a reason to it, because when you engage in sex, again, sex is the highest form of communication between two people. So as you continue to engage in this very high form, whether it's limited or not, it's still higher than just talking on the phone. It's still higher than just texting each other and inboxing each other, going to dinner. It's still higher than all of those things, right? And so you see, when you're in that and you begin to move more and more, and I'm giving more and I'm doing more and I'm having sex every night with you, and I'm thinking about you, now I smell like you, now people are saying I'm glowing, and I'm thinking all the only thing I'm doing different is having sex with you, and then you start going all the way there, men and women, because we all know men are probably more emotional than women. And so we're going to say men and women, don't put it because you hear a woman's voice saying it and associate it only to women. No, men do this too. Boy, I'm a living testimony. And so you need to understand that there's a reason why the great teachers say refrain from sex when you are going through your own growth of self. There's a reason. And you're letting in these energies. Imagine what you're doing. Now let's talk about the spirit. Imagine what you're doing. If you're on the line and you want to jump in the conversation, or you have a question, or you have a comment, share a story, go ahead and press 1. We have a lot of people on the line, so go ahead and press one if you want to join the discussion. Okay, anyway, so let's talk about the spirit of it. So spiritually, energetically, you are a brother, and you know you are ready for a wife. You know that you have reached where you want to reach. You know that you are eager to have a junior and a little girl. You know that you are ready to start your life. But you keep bringing home the jump off. And the jump off, see that you're established, see that you are wealthy, they see that you have all of these things to offer. And in that offering, they are soliciting you to be in alignment with the role that they want to have. They're thinking black tie events, parties, celebrities, money, purses, shoes. They're thinking all of these things. You're thinking marriage, baby, long term, everything, right? They might even be thinking of you as a stepping stone to get to the level of success through a man that they want to get to. Okay? You don't know, but you are having sex with them. You guys are exchanging sex with one another. And it is such a conflicting, such an opposite energy that as you are exchanging, as she's giving to him and he's giving to her, as that exchange is happening, it creates a boulder of breakdown of communication. And no one is willing to say, well, this is what I'm looking for. And so your spirit begins to have to purge, and it's purging doesn't even really it's purging what it has to hold on to, because the exchange, you can't unexchange. You can't say, give me my comeback. I hope you guys are laughing, because that was funny. That was give me my comeback. Okay. You cannot unengage. So what you are leaving with that person is an energy that is in conflict. Now, when you're in accordance, and when you're in alignment, and you are exchanging, and the spirit is agreeing, and it's agreeable, there's a level of offense that both of you have agreed to not cross. You know that this is just this, or you know that you're breaking that fence down, because both of you have agreed, let's take this further. Let's go into a deeper connection, into a relationship. And you accept it. But see, when you rob somebody of their choice because you're having sex with them, is why I be telling you, don't be, ladies, keep your legs crossed. Men, keep your zipper zipped, because you can cause so much confusion. And then you'll be in a situation where you're really ready to make a move, and the confusion is, it has to be addressed. You can never leave energy just dangling out there. You can't. You can never not have to face and deal with whatever whether it's I don't even know if it's a whole, if it's worth saying, it's a large amount, because it's your fault. You know, we are so quick. We want to blame people when we have a sexual relationship with them, and they don't give us the role that we prescribe them in our movie. Remember, this is our movie. So while you're in their movie and they're in your movie, you may not be aware of the role that you have for them, which is why having that conversation is so important. Which is why saying, okay, do we want to come together and executive produce this together and create our own new movie? Which means I'm going to abandon my movie, you're going to abandon your movie, and we are now going to create a whole movie project together with both of us doing the reel. And are you willing to do that? And if there's only one of you who is, then that means y'all have to part. Y'all have to part. If you're not on the same page, part. Stop having sex. We get so, oh, but But golly, she got that snap back. She's so good. And oh my God, girl, he's so good. And he just knows how to, he just knows my body. You, there are billions of people on this planet. You think that only one person can, no one's going to know your body. You are your master of your body. You. So you can easily, it's real easy to teach somebody how to satisfy your body. It really is. You're holding on because you have already committed to the role that you see this person to have, even when they tell you that's not the role that they want. Now you're confused, your sexual energy's messed up, your kundalini won't rise, your chakras all imbalanced, you're getting headaches because you can't even pray, your knees hurt, all this is going on. Because that energy is not going to linger. That energy is going to be exuded somewhere. Somewhere. And when you honor that conversation, it stays dangling in the wind. And you're going to constantly have to deal with it. But we have to pass trying to blame, you know, when we have an expectation someone else, and we have a role that we want them to feel, and then when they make the choice not to, we get so disappointed. And because we are in the spiritual awakening community, we don't just want to say we was the jump off. We don't just want to say we was the conscious jump off or this was just a one-night stand, because we're not supposed to act like that. Listen, we're human beings, okay? We are sexual beings, and it is okay if you go through, again, I wouldn't endorse it, but I'm not going to judge it. If you're going to engage in having sex before marriage, this is just a part of the territory. You're going to have to know that that confusion is going to come. That misunderstandings are going to come because to figure out their role, because no one is courageous enough to just say, listen, what do you want from me? And being able to accept what they hear. Sometimes, brothers, you know, you rob, you steal, you Christopher Columbus, the sisters Americas by taking away their opportunity to choose if they want to be in that role. But please, be honest. Be honest. If you know you're not looking for nothing, if you know you're not looking for love, if you know you're not ready, if you know you still hurting from your ex, okay? Because brothers and Lord, we know that y'all going through a heartache. You almost get depleted. So when you are in that space, just be honest, because believe it or not, there are sisters who are also in that space who don't want, you know, the obligation. You know, we have to get beyond these ideas of this is what women do, this is what men do, because I'm going to tell you, brothers, when you do stay in that mode and you do stay in a judgmental space of what a woman, quote unquote, is supposed to be doing, That's how you get fooled, because it's easy to act innocent, but because there's not a platform for women to be completely honest, a lot of times they're doing something on the side, and they can't be honest, because then that might mean that they lose you. Same things are going on the other side. Okay, the same jealousies, the same insecurities, the same whatever, and the only solution is, are you courageous enough to define for yourself what yourself is willing to do and not do when it comes to sex, when it comes to relationship, when it comes to anything? And are you willing to stand in it, even in the face of whoever your crush is? Would you say, can you say to Tyson Beckford, well, I don't know if anybody still likes that dude, but I don't know, whoever it is, Aegis, let's do Aegis. Can you say to Aegis, Aegis says to you, sisters, listen, I just want a one-night stand, and this is all it's going to be. Can you say no? Would you say no? brothers, if you know that you, that's not how you get down because you value yourself. If Janet is sitting in front of your face, can you say no, but we can get to know each other, but I'm not trying to go there with you? Have the courage to stand for yourself, because when you do, you can't confuse sex with the roles. You know, you can have sex with somebody and he has the best and she has the best, but you know good and well they are not a good spouse material. They don't cook, they don't clean, they don't work, they don't do whatever it is. Now, of course, again, I'm going to enforce this is not what I suggest to do, but as adults, you have that right. Absolutely have that right. If there are any questions on the line and you want to get in on the discussion, go ahead and press 1. I do have someone in my inbox. Okay. The question is, how do you deal with someone? Okay, I'm trying to not give the details of the story. I just don't need to do that. Okay. Can you flip the roles? So can you have someone who is your mate and then go to a, we're not somewhere, but we're still having sex with each other? Yes, you can. Would I suggest it? Mm-mm. But yes, you can. Both of you guys can come to the table in maturity and say, listen, we didn't work out in this realm, but we know that we fit well. And the reason why, and I'm going to strongly say, I don't suggest doing any of this. I suggest have your standards up and live to your standards. That's what I suggest. However, I know that there's still, that doesn't mean that there aren't tools that still need to be had for the things that I don't, that I wouldn't do. You still need to know that, yes, you can participate in that, but it takes a lot of strength and wisdom and understanding in order to even want that. I mean, why would you even want that? But whatever. You can, yes, it's possible, but just understand there are huge, huge, huge things that are risk factors. Is it worth the risk of confusing your heart, confusing the other person's heart? Maybe you are going through growth and maturity and you're trying to figure out how do you convey that maturity is happening without wanting to have them back into a relationship. So, yes, it's absolutely possible. Did I suggest it? No. My suggestion is no sex. Have no sex. Have no sex until that person can give you clarity on who they want you to be in their life and you are clear on who you want that person to be in your life. And because if you guys are talking about we're just going to see each other and see where this goes and there's not really an end goal, then that is leaving the possibility for someone else to be your spouse. And that isn't, do not have a, don't lower your standards. Like it really just comes down to that. Like don't lower your standards. There's no need to lower your standards. All you have to do is manifest and put your self-worth in. Put your self-worth in. Stop looking outside and being upset with the people who don't fulfill the roles that you wanted them to fulfill. Stop doing that. Stop doing that because they also still have the choice and consider it a blessing that they let you know before it continued to go on and they didn't do that. Or if you have been in that situation where you were being taken advantage of and you were doing that, you have to understand that you are worth holding up the standard. You are worth it. You're worth saying, men, we live in a society where we are taught you guys are just monstrous when it comes to sexuality. You guys have no discipline. We live in a culture where we are taught that men are heathens when it comes to sex. And it is so not true. You mean to tell me you really start acting a fool when you see my pinky toe? Like, come on, y'all. Like, it's really so out of hand. We flip it on the woman all the time, but really, what are the messages that we're saying about our men? Our men are like whack. If this is really the truth. So to uphold the standard, even for the sacred penis, uphold the standard, and where it's not just this talk about, oh, the vagina is just this holy thing, and it is. No, so is the penis. You know, Offset built huge monuments in honor of the sacred penis. Listen, it's not just any one. It's balance. So as you were judging the woman, we should also be equally judging the man, and we should be healing both, and we should be saying, let's be courageous enough to say, what is really going on? And these brothers and brothers, you have to have the same type of standards. Like, don't just be giving yourself up. Why? Don't just be giving yourself up. Don't just be giving yourself up to because, and brothers be doing this too. I just was feeling the vibe, and I just was feeling the energy. Listen, y'all be creating some stuff so that you can put your hands on it. And what's going on with you? That you got to touch every single woman that comes across your path. What is missing from you? What are you doing to accept that you were not supposed to have a sacred value to your body as well, as if it is just for the woman? No, it is not just for the woman. It is for the brothers too. And so if you can't uphold your standard, you're going to confuse sex too. And then 9 times out of 10, because we get, you know, the sexual and emotional intelligence of a man, we are taught that they don't have it. So you will be having sex with someone, and they will tell you, brothers, I'm talking to you, you will have the woman tell you that this is who you are. And you don't even want to be that. But your consciousness, your inner self knows, I am entering a sacred space with this woman, so I want to honor her, because I don't want to not be sacred. Listen, hold your own standard. Say no. Like, you don't have to say no. Say no. You have value in who you are sexually too. And this society has taught us that there is no value in men in sex, because you guys are, and the truth is that women do the same thing. We be thinking the same way. We be doing the same things. Like, it's there is no, oh, men are doing this more than, no. It's definitely women got the same issues. So men, this the message is applicable to you as well. You need to stop confusing sex with the roles that people are supposed to have in your life. Just because you're sleeping with somebody does not mean that they are your wife. Just because you are sleeping with somebody does not mean that they need to meet your children. And you have to be willing. You have to be willing to say, I am going to stand in my discipline and stand in my principles. Sisters, Lord, we have been taught that men are so scarce and that there's not enough men. Listen, when you're working on yourself, you attract exactly who you want and who you are. If you are attracting a brother who is not engaging with you, coming back to you. This isn't coming. We have to, sisters, and I'm going to say it to you because, you know, I am a firm believer that it is up to the sisters to change the climate of the world, of the planet, of the community, of the neighborhood, of the block. I don't care. It's up to the sisters. And in divine sisterhood, you should be able to gauge yourself, say, okay, I'm attracted. Let me put in my mechanisms to ensure I don't fall short of the standard of what I know I want. You know, in the conscious community, one of the things that come up a lot is polygamy, right? Polygamy. Every conscious brother wants to have 6 and 7 and 18 wives or whatever, right? And sisters, there was a video that was going around, beautiful sister, and you know, polygamy is for some people. I read a polygamous couple, so you know, it does work for some people. But you will find sisters saying and agreeing to polygamy to tap into the source of powerful men, right? And the settling of who they are in their spirit is so disheartening, because you're willing to sacrifice yourself for a man who wouldn't sacrifice himself. If he really wanted you, I mean, I have very rarely found a woman who just was like, I want a second wife. I've just never, it's never, ever. I think maybe one time. And she identified why. And yeah, one time. And I've never just had a woman who was like, I just want to be the second wife. I'm waiting to find a couple to be the second wife. Not to say that they don't exist, but they are rare. And we will take these roles on and have sex with these men, knowing that their role is that they want 6 and 7 wives, and we know good and well we're not down with that. And we will continue to engage with these men and then get upset when they say, okay, it's time for wife number 9. Brothers, you will say that you want, I'm going in tonight. I'm telling all of y'all how y'all be settling yourselves and then confuse the sex with your role. Okay, brothers, you would say, oh, I want a sister who's down. She can do with the women. She can get down, and I can be the man, and she lets me bring home whatever, until you're in it. And then you recognize that energy, and you go into a territorial mode. And everybody say, oh, what you talking about? Oh, that's my dream. I can have 2 women, and they fine with it. That's what you say. But can you stand in the principle of being able to provide for those 2 women and being able to protect those 2 women? And then what you going to do? Because somebody is going to somewhat stray. It may not be physical, but somebody is going to feel a void, however they do. And how are you going to engage and react? Stop switching these roles. Good sex does not equate to good life with this person. It doesn't. Of how you have painted your life to look. And it's okay to say, but I'm still going to support you. I still got your back. I enjoyed the time that we had. I enjoyed the sex that we had. I enjoyed everything that we did, and I value the lesson. But one of the lessons is always going to be, do you know how to stand for yourself? Boy, that good sex we have you thinking that you about to get married in a year. And don't get with no sister that knows what she's doing, that knows, or a brother that can put that tantra on you. Don't get with those. Don't do that. Then you're going to be confusing yourself, and that person is just walking around like, you know, they done forgot that they even slept with you. While you looking at their Facebook page and practicing writing their last name to your name. Stop it. Stop it. You're extending your energy when you could have been putting it to yourself. We don't have time like that. You don't know if you're going to die tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to die tonight. And you are extending your energy because you done confused something. Well, you can just easily live life in a straightforward, I am who I am, and I'm going to work on being better every single day, but I'm not going to lose my authenticity, and I'm going to stand for my standards. So let's have this conversation. All right, I want to close out the show with how do you start the conversation. You know, we are solution-based here. We're not going to purge and bust you aside your head like that and not leave you with any tools. How do you have the conversation? First of all, the first conversation should be, what is your status? Your STD status, relationship status, you know, who else? Well, you don't need to know who. But, you know, how many other people are you sleeping with? and what brand of condoms do you like, right? Especially if this is somebody that you don't know where y'all gonna go. Okay, so I pray, like at the top of the show, we grown folks. I pray that those conversations are happening. I pray that you are able to do that, and feel comfortable in it. And yes, have those conversations. And also know that all that stuff, all them diseases and stuff is a lie. You can cure every single one of them. Go to Dr. Sebi, SEBI, and go see for yourself. Okay. The next thing is, how do you engage the conversation? Now, you know, it's the staple line. We need to talk. What are we, right? That's the staple line. But you can easily open the conversation with saying, you know, this is what I'm looking for, and this is what I want to do, and ask the question, what are your goals, and do you see any room for whatever the expectation is? Or both of you agreeing, saying, look, we both are busy, we both in school, we both doing this, let's just make this happen when it needs to happen, and we'll be supporters and cheerleaders and all of that. However you define it. But opening up that conversation is necessary, because people, you don't want to get caught up where you're mad at yourself. You shouldn't be mad at anyone else. You should only be mad at yourself for accepting anything less than what you deserve. Anything. Nobody is making you settle. Let me say that again. No one makes you settle. You say to yourself, well, every relationship you have to compromise. Compromise and settling are not the same thing. I'm compromising because what I know I need from this moment isn't as important as what you need in this moment. Settling is, I know I'm not going to get this, and I'm just still going to be here because I don't want to be without this person. That's settling. Why would you not want to get what you know that you need? Have a clear space of opportunity where you can be in accordance with what your standards are, and don't make your standards be lower because you're trying to keep somebody. There is somebody for everybody. When you recognize that, and you recognize that somebody may have just been grooming you for the person who you need to get to, and you sitting here holding on to somebody because you done confused sex with the role that they had in your life. That person is not supposed to be who they are for you. Let the sex be the sex, and reserve the space of whatever that role is supposed to be so that you can make it happen. It may have been training ground, and don't even try. Don't even try to be in conflict with it. Because if you can't achieve getting that person to change, you set yourself up for misery. And you can't, we've gotten so bad to blame everybody. We've gotten so bad to be able to point the finger and say, this is your fault. You're a coward. You messed up. You did this to me, and you blah 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 blah. And you stayed in the situation. The moment somebody started treating you less than what you know you are worth, and you continued to accept it, and you didn't check it, that's on you. But you still was having sex with them. You still was imagining them in this role. Come on, y'all. You gotta do better than that. You gotta do better than that. Chakra class. We are going to do chakra class in November. Let me see. November 6th. Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th. This chakra class has been amazing. If you are doing the chakra class this month, you already know what the synergy is. It is amazing. Like, oh my God, this is this new energy I've never really dealt with before. And I'm loving it, and I'm loving it, and I'm loving it. So we are going to, this is, we're doing October and November because I didn't do one in September. And then the next chakra class after November will be in January. So chakra class is $150. Contact me, 720-620-2316, so that we can do the get you signed up so that you can do the chakra class. We are having an amazing time with the people in the classes. I'm loving it. If you want to schedule a full reading, 720-620-316. I am healer Lady Offset. Please don't call me doctor. Doctors practice. I heal. There's a reason that I changed. I don't want to be associated with a doctor. And they're killing holistic doctors. They're killing. We love you. Thank you for listening. I love doing the show at this time. This is such a wonderful time to be doing it. All my East Coast people, I see all the East Coast numbers in there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all rose hell enough for my team to say, okay, really, like, let's do this earlier so that the East Coast people can participate. You guys have been wonderful. You have been awesome. Be well, be well, be well. Don't have sex with people who don't have a prominent role in your life. Not worth it. Not worth it. They're not worth it. I will see you tomorrow on Goddess Awakening. We are going to be talking about student versus teacher. We're going to piggyback off of God's Awakening with Dr. Khalik. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we will see you tomorrow. Okay.